often the bigger tzaddik you are, the bigger matseva a person has, the bigger tombstone with all the great deeds that are written about this tzaddik is written on his tombstone. The bigger the tzaddik, the bigger the tombstone. The problem is that is a tzaddik even allowed to have a matseva in the first place? So we know the Mishnah in Shkolim, the second parak, says that if extra money is left over for a dead person, he donates, let's say, he gives to the Chevra Kedisha a certain amount to bury him, and that there's a little bit left over. So the Mishnah says, you use the extra money to build him a matseva. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says an opinion where it says that that's great for other people, but for tzaddikim, ain osin nefashos with tzaddikim. Nefashos being a matseva, that you don't make a matseva for a tzaddik. So the question, obviously, is how come all the tzaddikim throughout all generations, we see, you know, they have these huge matsevos by the tzaddik. And specifically, you know, Rachel in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov makes Rachel a whole matseva. Matsevas kfuris Rachel, adayom hazeh, until today. This huge matseva. So what's pshat? How come a tzaddik is allowed nowadays to have a matseva by his kever? So a couple of answers are given to this question. Answer number one is the Igros Moshe in Yardei Achilah Gimel, and Simon Kufnan Zayin, Kufnan Gimel rather, says that we don't really have a Talmud Chacham nowadays. Nowadays, this level of Talmud Chacham, that you don't build a kever for him, doesn't exist nowadays. As the Gemara explains, the whole reason why that the Gemara had explained, the whole reason why you don't make a matseva for a tzaddik is because their words are their remembrance. So I guess nowadays we don't have certain tzaddikim, the words of our tzaddikim aren't worthy of the fact that they don't get a matseva, and therefore even tzaddikim nowadays can have a matseva, says Rav Moshe. Answer number two is given by the Sefer Nishmas Yisrael, Rav HaParnes. He says in Simon Lamed Hey, he writes that as long as you have one Evan, that's allowed for a tzaddik. The problem that the Gemara is talking about is when you make these huge, gorgeous matzevos for a tzaddik, that's what's improper, because really their word should be their main zikaron. Not necessarily this huge matzeva, but one stone is okay, which would seemingly be a heter for nowadays. Our tzaddikim to have one stone as a matzeva would be permitted. The Igros Moshe, in a different place, actually gives a different answer. In Yardei Achilah Dalet, Simon and Zayin, he says that that the reason is that there was never actually any iser for a tzaddik to have a matseva. The whole problem is that they didn't need one. And therefore, once tzaddikim started making a matseva, so you might as well, you know, make a matseva for every tzaddik so that it doesn't come out that they are the lone tzaddik that does not have a matseva. It comes along the Sefer Yavo B'Shalom, and Daf Resh Mem Tes, and he says something fascinating. He says that a tzaddik is not considered dead nowadays, because we know that the tzaddik ain't a mace, and tzaddikim aren't considered dead. So if that's the case, you're not building the matseva for the dead tzaddik, because the tzaddik is still alive, and therefore a matseva is not really a matseva of a mace, it's actually for a live person, which would be permitted. Final answer, which is probably the most common answer given, is by the Ksav Sofer. It says there's two dinim of a matseva. One is for a dead person, for the nifter, and one aspect of matseva is for the living, and that so people should come and be mispalel by the tzaddik. Therefore, says the Nite Gavriel, in bringing down this Ksav Sofer and others, say that it's perfectly okay to make a matseva for a tzaddik nowadays because it's for the living, so that they can be mispalel by the kever. And that's pshat, according to many poskim, with Rachel. That Rachel also, Yaakov made it for Rachel, so people should be mispalel. An interesting side note about that is that perhaps, and this is, I saw this brought down, the Sefer Divrei Shalom in Yerdei Kufayin Zion, that perhaps, therefore, the matseva doesn't become Asr Bahanah because it's not for the mace, it's for the live person. It's not for the mace, and therefore it doesn't become Asr Bahanah, and that itself is a separate discussion. But that, based on these answers, that's how all tzaddikim nowadays have a matseva.